What's up, everybody? It's another episode of Hell's Kitchen. It is fried chicken in the kitchen. Let's see how that turns out. Let's stay tuned. Let's get it. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Fire. Fire. Hey. Hey. So when I look at you guys, I'm just gonna do offbeat stuff too.
That's actually on beat. So
it is, well, okay.
You're still on.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't know how to be offbeat. Bless his heart.
I mean, you know, I grew up in church. I cannot not be offbeat. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like the 2 and 4 stuck with me.
Yes.
If I do the 1 and 3, like, I just can't, you know, I can't do that.
I'll teach
Frank
you.
Is a master at the 1 and 3, though.
I can do both.
Yeah, that's my 1, here's my 3, guys. Right there.
But you know, Lamb, all things are possible through Jesus Christ.
It is. Amen. Hallelujah. speaking of the Lord and the good Lord, and he loves good Southern cooking.
Mm-hmm.
It is Hell's Kitchen. You know how it goes down. I'm your host, Lim Gonzalez, always here. You can find me, ladies and gentlemen, at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Also, I have a new website up. You can find me there at stayonthemic.com.
Ooh.
Super excited about that. What?
Yeah.
You can see all the good stuff from your boy holding it down. And yeah, I'm excited about it. But I'm also excited my girl, Robin B. Stays Busy, is back in the house.
Hey, what everybody. Up? It's Robin with the V here. And you can find me at B. Stays Busy, B-I-Z-Z-Y, because I stay busy.
Because you stay busy. Stay always. Busy.
Glad to be back.
Yes, we are glad to have you back. We missed the estrogen, you know, in the room.
I heard it was getting real steamy without me, like hot tub steamy.
This dude, Frank. speaking of Frank, Frank Moran, happy Go Jackie. What's up, man?
Not much, guys. You can follow me on Twitter at Abby Go Jackie.
Happy Go Away Jackie. That's what I'm going to start calling you. Keep talking about this hot tub garbage.
My
garbage. Garbage. I swear, that was like the second episode, and you just won't let it go, Frank.
No, he talks like this on the mic, but trust me, guys. Off mic, man, it's all about when's the next hot tub, man. When we tubbing again,
that's
man.
That's exactly not what happens.
You might need to get some of that footage on Snapchat.
that will never happen. There'll be invisible footage because it's not going down. Ladies and gentlemen, we also have an amazing guest. I'm super excited.
Oh, yeah.
She is on the phone with us. It is none other than the chef, Wendy Mendez. What's up, Wendy?
Yo, what's up, man?
How you doing, girl?
I'm super stoked to finally get to talk to you.
Yes, I'm super stoked to talk to you. We are all stoked. And this was like the perfect episode to talk to you, which is great. I'm super excited about this. First of all, how are you doing? Where are you at? You're in New York? What's going down?
Well, actually, Lim, we just moved to Chicago, my husband and I, 3 months ago.
Oh, nice. Shoot. Chi-town
so,
in the house.
Talk about timing.
Okay, nice. Chi-town. What's the weather like over there? Is it cold yet?
It's getting there, man. It's getting there. It's windy.
It's windy.
They don't lie.
Windy city. Windy city. That's how it goes down.
They do not lie to you.
Yes. We're going to find out later why you're in Chicago now, because I'm sure it's for amazing things. But right now, we want to talk about this episode that went down. You were all over the episode. Your stamp was all over the place. I loved it.
It was a Wendy-heavy episode.
Wendy-heavy. There was some highs. There was some lows. There was some scary moments.
There was some,
There was I want to start with the flirting that went down between your girl Heather and Andrew. I'm just curious because, you know, it starts off with this, and I never seen anything between them before that we saw. Of course, we know that stuff goes on behind the scenes. There's editing and stuff that goes on. Was this like, what was going on? Was this like something that was brewing for a while between them? Like, what was the deal?
I'd say, yeah, it was one of those things that was just kind of like progressed. I mean, really, we're trapped with each other.
Right.
Not allowed to our loved ones.
Right.
You know, I mean, and by the end, you do feel kind of trapped. Like, at the beginning, it's like, oh, this is cool. I don't have to go to work. I don't have to do all these things. And then it's like, oh, my God, I fucking hate you all. Let me out of here.
Exactly.
So I guess not all of us had that I hate you all, let me out of here feeling.
Ah, I see. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right? You know, like you said, you're trapped.
Yeah, whatever.
Some eventually fold
exactly.
And make friends.
Make friends.
Frenemies or
special
friends
that sleep in the same bed with the clothes on. Yeah. I mean, you know.
But then
cuddle buddies.
When he drops that little cuffer, if you're cuffing.
Cuffing?
Because I was cuffing. Like, find some cuddle buddy, yep.
Yeah.
But when he drops that little bomb, it's like, oh, yeah, guess what? I'm getting married in a few weeks.
Right.
Like,
a few months or something.
Yeah, it was like 2 months or something. I'm getting married in 2 months, so. But my thing was like, so what was going to. I'm trying to figure out, like, what was his mentality with that? Like, in 2 months, it's just, it's going to be a Hell's Kitchen.
All right. Okay, so what you have to understand is that whole I'm getting married in 2 months thing was more said in confessional than said to anybody else.
Ah.
Right.
Everybody else didn't necessarily know this was a fiancé.
Ah. Gotcha. I see.
He had put down on his whatever that he had had a girlfriend, that he hadn't. He was kind of wishy-washy about it. There was not really so much of a I have a fiancé statement that came out of his mouth.
Mm. Looking for that showmance kind of deal.
We call those kind of guys F-boys.
yes, we do, Robin.
Yeah.
And we ain't got time for that.
No.
Ain't nobody got time for that. Okay, so I just wanted to just get that out the way because it did start the episode, and I was just like...
It was just random to me.
It was just really random.
But another thing that you don't really realize, though, is that you hear that conversation on TV very loudly.
Right.
If you watch it and kind of listen to it, you can hear all of us in the background. What you're getting is from their mics. Not all of us necessarily even heard all of what was going on between them.
I see.
That was just a little moment, and they chose to use that.
Got it. Bring it up to the forefront. Okay. I see.
So, I mean, it wasn't necessarily, like, we all saw him, whatever, laying on her boobs.
Yeah.
But so far as any kind of thing that was said between them, wasn't really heard by everybody because we were all talking to each other, rolling our eyes.
But during challenge, you guys did hear her call him boo, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, she did. She definitely did. She definitely called him boo.
Okay,
it wasn't nothing.
I was going to say,
it wasn't necessarily as...
You're just like, thanks, boo.
Yeah.
Vocal as you may have thought on TV.
Right, okay.
We didn't necessarily hear everything.
Got it. Wendy setting the record straight.
Still classy when he starts kneading her boobs like a pill. Like, oh, let me just make my head comfortable. Like,
But I'm just going to do it for 2 months because then I'm going to get married. Mm-mm. Yeah. So, not good.
Classic Andrew.
Just saying. I mean, Andrew is not my favorite. I don't like him. I can't even talk right. I haven't liked him ever since he yelled at our girl.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've been doing that him and the other, his cronies. So I'm cool off of Andrew. So this is just another thing to just add to the dislike or disdain that I have for him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And on that note,
to Andrew.
Because
I know every time go ahead,
I'm not sure how much of what people show is how much they really are. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm not sure if he's really that big of a piece of crap in his everyday life. I don't know. Haven't spoken to him since, so I have no idea.
I feel like those are real truths that come out.
That's true. Because I feel like every time the blue team is deliberating, he's always got that dip in his mouth. He's always ready to dip. Is that just I'm annoyed just by watching it, and I'm not there. Was that a dipping annoying in person?
I don't know what was more annoying, the crap in his mouth all the time or the nasty bottles he spit into everywhere.
But those go hand in hand. Yeah, you can't have one without
like,
the other.
Right.
Yeah.
But the remnants, the bottles
you can't
linger.
Swallow that crap.
Yeah. And they linger. And we just set it there and leave it. Yeah. Let's get off of Andrew because he's just starting to gross me out. I want to get into some good food because I'm just thinking of
Nat. Right.
Exactly.
Witness this episode.
As we see, as it opens, we always see something, you know, when the chefs come in and something, you know, fresh is going on, which is kind of proceeding to the challenge. We saw some artists doing some paintings of Chef Randy, which is kind of dope. That kind of the first one they showed was super fresh.
Yeah.
I thought the caricature was really good too.
Yeah, the caricature was good too. That was fresh. And so what happens is they're doing rendition. So everything is set up for the Southern dishes that they're going to have to make. So what ends up happening is there's, five dishes that are there. You don't know what the dishes are. They're covered. What are those things, Wendy, called that actually cover the food?
They call it a kush.
Kush.
It's the weirdest word. It doesn't make any sense, but they call it a kush.
Okay. I always wonder that. You know, I always wonder because I know that's very prevalent in fine dining, you know. It's named after weed. So that's awesome. So you stay.
And maybe the weed's named after the dome.
Exactly.
You never know.
Hey, you never know. So they end up, you don't know, you know, what the dish is, and you end up having to stand by a dish. And then someone from the opposing team is going to stand with you. And then that's going to be the person you cook against with whatever that dish is. And so we see kind of this going on. You end up, who did you get paired with, Wendy? You got paired with Polly, right?
Polly.
Yeah. And Battle you guys had the catfish. And you had never cooked catfish or just never cooked it in a Southern style?
I had never cooked it ever. If you look at my face, I'm smiling, but it's a hideous, ugly smile. I'm trying to make myself smile because I have no fucking clue how to cook this fish.
Wow. That's amazing. And ended up, I mean, you hadn't cooked it before and ended up winning the challenge. And got the best dish out of that. Were you, like, surprised? Yeah. Were you just like, oh, you know, that's how it goes down. I'm Wendy. Like, what were you thinking? Like, what was going on at that moment?
I was excited when Paulie and I both won our point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was that alone at that point had kind of given me that feeling of redemption. Like, you know, y'all bitches were trying to get rid of me. Well,
right.
Look
what happened.
You know, so it was beyond gratifying, mm-hmm. especially since not all of those on the team who act like they're the shit actually got points.
This is very true.
Very true. Very true.
I mean, I'm just gonna throw out that not all of us even win against someone.
Mm, very
Ooh.
True. Yes.
She's not gonna point any elbows.
Shots
but
fired.
Her name starts with
that's
an
what
H,
I think.
Maybe.
Right.
I don't know.
I think there's some shots fired. Yeah. Heather. Just saying. Just saying. And you know, I'll just clear my.
I mean, I'm just saying. One of the things you guys like don't see is how many times they told me pastries don't matter. I'm a pastry chef by heart, and I feel like in a lot of ways, they, in many ways, wrote me off.
Mm. And you know, it's interesting you say that because I've seen in times past in my infinite knowledge of Hell's Kitchen, dogs. I'm joking because you guys always get on me. Anyway, but no, I'm being funny. But I've seen, and just in cooking shows in general, Hell's Kitchen. I watch a lot of cooking shows, and it seems like whenever it's a savory challenge and it's a pastry chef that is, like you said, by heart, they tend to get, you know, the raw end of the deal. They end up like, oh, you're not going to be able to do this, you know, type situation. Mm-hmm. So I think it's dope that you are a pastry chef by heart and was able to smash this challenge. So
absolutely.
Yes, it was very gratifying.
Take that. As Diddy would say. So we have Chris Hastings, who's the Hastings, who's the guest judge, and basically the best overall dish was going to go on the menu that night. So just to give a quick rundown, the hanger steak was Johnny and Shayna, Shayna got that point with the hanger steak. With the catfish, of course, as we mentioned, it was you and Polly. You both got points. We had fried chicken, which was Matt and Ryan. And Ryan got the point over Matt, and he was kind of upset because
Matt had no magic,
you know,
and it was like diner food.
Yeah, diner food. And he's a Southern boy.
Yeah. And I like he was so dismissive of the judge.
All right.
Like, what does he know about Southern food?
He doesn't even
have an accent. Get up out of here. You don't know nothing.
Not even listening.
Yeah, and I feel that that's like Matt's M.O. It's like if you don't like his food, then it's your fault.
It's not him.
Like, it's
ever.
Not my fault. My food is amazing.
Perfectly Matt's M.O., exactly the phrase I would have used.
He shows out. With shrimp, we had Heidi and Coop, and it actually ended up being Heidi because Coop had a little situation, a little lightheaded. Mm-hmm. He cut get a paper cut, and then now he's lightheaded, and he's seeing things. Help us out, Wendy. It seemed like it went on for a long time. Was it like a long time? Was it kind of drawn out, or was it like something quick? Like how that went down when he went back and cut his finger and all of that. Chef Ramsey's back there with the medic and all of that. How did that actually go down?
Well, on our, like, I don't know if you've noticed on the show there's a giant wall.
That's right. That's
between
right.
both sides.
Right.
And you can only really see at the pass where you take the food up.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So initially, we didn't even really know what exactly was going
on
with him
or
how long had he been out or any of that. And really, at that point, it's not a lot. You definitely only have half an hour to do what you need to do, get it on the plate, and make it taste
good. You
gotta
focus on yourself.
So
exactly.
Basically, you try to block out what happens in the other kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time you're cooking, what they're doing doesn't matter. You just got to do you.
You got to do you. No, that makes perfect sense.
But yet and still.
Yet and
with
still.
Coop being out,
Yes.
And Heidi's he puked on himself.
Did he puke?
Like, we were told by Chef Ramsay that he had hurt himself, but then he didn't come back until we had all relined up. So, I mean, Coop never even got to try to finish his dish.
Right, right. Which made sense because he wasn't going to have, there was not going to be enough time to do it.
Because he tossed it.
Yeah. You were going to say Heidi what? Didn't get a point.
Wasn't able to deliver.
Yeah. So she basically, and I think it was Wendy, weren't you the one that said, like, you don't even have anybody up there.
Right.
And you still couldn't get a point? Like, what's going on with you? Was that you
or
was that someone else?
No, that was totally me.
Okay. I'm just saying. Totally just asking.
I liked how critical this judge was, though.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, that's how I felt then, and that's like how I felt immediately. It was like, you figure going by yourself would be a given that you get a point.
Sure. Absolutely.
I'm sure that made her feel some type of way, too. That would have made me feel some type of way.
Right. No, exactly. I mean, you're literally up there, and you literally just have to have food that somewhat tastes good, and you should get a point. Mm-hmm. So basically, she's up there not being going against anyone and still like, I can't give you a point because this is terrible. I don't know. We had Andrew and Heather. And there was Blue Team got a point there.
For the pork chop.
Mm-hmm. That was with the pork chop. And then Devin and Kimberly, and there was the no point there for either of them, and that was with the trout. And so basically because of how everything went down, when they got no point, you guys are already up ahead 1 point. So then you guys ended up winning the challenge. And then you were crowned the best dish, and everybody's like, yay! And they're on your jock now when before they wanted to send you home just last week. Mm-hmm. And I see how that goes, and I can see how you could have that. Now, you guys, help me out. Up to that point, you had lost a few challenges, correct? Where you guys had to be
under
punishment. Yes. So what was the...
We had started strong.
Mm-hmm. At the beginning.
And then we just kind of fell apart.
So what was the mood like with your whole team now that you kind of won this challenge and now you could kind of have some freedom a little bit and be able to get out and go horseback riding?
It was awesome. It was great. You don't necessarily get to breathe much fresh air and see much sun if you're on punishment. You're basically stuck in the kitchen.
Right. Right.
You know. So so to be able to physically like to leave the premises is like such a boost to your self-esteem, to your whole being, to everything. Like it's
she's like, oh, I can breathe now.
And we can definitely tell you were enjoying that horseback ride.
Yeah, girl. Big John the horse.
Yo, I got so much crap.
Can we talk about Big John though? Like, what happened?
Big John.
What happened with Big John? Like, you were really having a good time, and they were really getting on you about like, was the horse that amazing?
I mean, haters gonna hate, but
right?
You
of
were
course,
enjoying it.
Yeah. Tell me about Big John. What was up with Big John?
I was taught to ride horses as a child to where you ride with the horse, that you make the same motion as the horse. I don't know if you noticed right after me, but right after they showed me on the horse, they showed Shay, and she was kind of doing one of those, she was kind of jiggling all over the place.
I did see that.
Because she was bouncing, you know, she was kind of bouncing on her own. I was always taught to ride with the horse, and I guess from behind it doesn't necessarily look as
Good. It's a finesse, regardless. It's a finesse.
Robin, it looks good.
I like it. I mean, it looked better than Shayna.
Well, yeah, Shayna looked like she was about to fall off. And that was a quick, like, when she rolled by, just like.
But you are taught when the horse goes forward, you go back. When the horse goes back. You just kind of. You know, like riding a bull.
Yeah. Well, but it's a horse, though.
I'm
so,
just saying.
I mean, it's a
horse.
But, you know, Wendy knows what she's doing. If Frank was riding the horse, he would probably do the same thing. Because, Frank, you know how to ride horses.
Yes. I mean, I mean, me and Wendy pretty much ride the same way.
Yeah.
The horse.
Thanks for backing me up, man.
Yeah, you got it, man. That's the way to ride. If you're going to ride a horse, you ride it like that, guys.
You ride it well.
Be a winner.
Be a winner.
Wendy, when your team does win the challenge, do you get a chance to really, I know you're saying like just getting outside is just, you know, it's just great to be able to have that change of scenery, but do you really get a chance to really enjoy when you win, or is it pretty much we got to get there, we got to shoot, and then we got to get right back to the kitchen?
It's a little combination of both. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of it depends on if we have dinner service that night, or how far away it is, what our mode of transportation is. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but when we went ziplining, we took that private jet.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I remember that. Yeah. Look at you. All the way up to Big Bear.
So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that was pimp. But what wasn't pimp was that we had to drive back.
No! They made you drive back
really?
From Big Bear?
Oh, no. Oh, yeah, that sucks.
So that was an all-day thing. You didn't have dinner service
that took all day.
Okay.
Yeah, so we didn't have dinner service that night because it took us all day to drive back from Big Bear. Absolutely. Which was awesome because we got to drive to the Rocky Mountains.
I was going to say, wasn't that a nice little road trip? Mm-hmm.
Nice little drive.
I mean, it was... I'm may have lived in New York City, but I'm like a country girl at heart. Mm-hmm. So every time that we got out into the woods or mm-hmm. out into fresh air,
some trees, bushes, some leaves. I get it. No, that makes sense.
You guys don't really have enough grass out there.
True. Yeah, we're deficient in the, well, you know, in the grass area. You do got to kind of get out to Big Bear or, you know, places like that to see the, get the fresh air jumping
rain.
Out. Exactly. All of that.
That's a whole other story.
Yeah, exactly. So let's get into dinner service. You did have some special guests that were there. Adrian Maloof from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm. The way that he introduced her, though, was like, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, he was even sure, like, is this a show?
Is this right? Yeah, exactly. I was like, okay.
He knows this is a show.
I'm sure he does. He was told right before. Production
told
him.
Right? Knows.
But does he watch it? I'm going to say no.
Absolutely not.
It was dope to see J.J. Redick. I'm a big basketball fan. And he's on, of course, the L.A. Clippers and a good player on there. So that was dope to see him. And so they're, of course, in the prospective chef's tables. And so we start mm-hmm. dinner service, and then we start off with the blue team. Both teams actually got a good start. Johnny put up some good risotto.
Right.
And then we see mm-hmm. your team, Wendy, starts off well, also putting up good food. And then, of course, it doesn't last, unfortunately. Andrew messed up the catfish.
She messed up your dish, girl.
Yeah, messed it up. You know, big mm-hmm. Andrew, you know, Mr. Man, I know everything. Mm-hmm. Messed it up. He did bounce mm-hmm. back. You know, so he did bounce back. My thing is, and mm-hmm. Wendy, I'm not a chef. I'm not a cook. I can make a mean hot link, and that's about it as far as my talent goes. But fried catfish, is that a difficult thing to do, to pull off? Because I know you guys do a lot of some complicated stuff in those kitchens. But fried catfish, how was that?
It's not necessarily difficult, mm-hmm. but because it's fried, you can't do it and let it sit. Which is what he had done.
Right. And that's how we got the soggy.
Exactly. Because the way I had breaded it was I had soaked it in like the seasoned buttermilk and mm-hmm, everything. Mm-hmm. And then I drained it and tossed it in flour. So it wasn't like an actual batter. It was a very like thin flouring of it,
okay.
really.
Okay. I'm going to nod my head like I know what you're talking about.
I knew what she said.
Yeah, yeah. Well, because of that, it was very temperamental. It gets really soggy really fast.
Got
and it was maybe something I probably should have thought of ahead of time mm-hmm. in making my dish, mm-hmm. but I didn't really think that my dish was going to be the one going on the menu.
Got it. But you had a tutorial, you know, correct, of how to make the dish or no?
Yes.
You did. I was going to say. So they knew what
yes,
to do.
Yes, but
they
pretty much had to be the kind of the same thing. They basically just wanted to know what I had done
uh-huh.
to make the dish.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
We see Shane on your team. She sends up dry chicken and mm-hmm. then sends up raw chicken. And this is actually for the chef table, which is not a good look.
For Adrian, who's very, very vocal.
She was like, where's my food?
I would like to eat when you guys eat, but I guess
can I eat at the
possible.
Same time as you guys? Is that too difficult?
She was being a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills.
She was being for real. And my thing, too, and this is my thing with Shayna, she's the chicken lady. She's been talking about chicken.
Get the chicken.
For like the mm-hmm. whole season. So it's like she knows chicken, and to send up chicken bad on both spectrums, I was a little disappointed.
Well, even in the challenge. Wait, wasn't there a challenge?
There was a challenge that she did. Isn't it, Wendy? She had a challenge where she also didn't make some good chicken.
Yes, the challenge on the episode before was
so that's I'm like, what's really going on with the chicken? I'm just like, come on, Shayna, like, get the chicken. You're the chicken lady.
Get the chicken.
Right, that's get it cracking. And then we come to Wendy. Ah, Wendy.
Yeah.
Wendy, it's your dish. You cook your own dish. And it was going up, and I hear the dramatic music, and I'm like, she ain't gonna mess her with this. Oh, this is, hey, it was like, don't happen.
And right. I looked at Lim, I'm and like, then, oh,
yeah,
no.
And he starts bringing it back, and I'm like, oh, he's just bringing it back to say how excellent it is.
Yeah, that's
right. Look at I mean, I'm just saying it's her dish. But unfortunately, that's not the case. it was bad. And Wendy, your expression was priceless. What was going through your head? Because, I mean, you just automatically, you're like, it's my fault, it's my fault. My dish, I messed up. You took ownership for it, but what were you feeling when he brings your own dish back?
I feel like I had tried to, like, overcompensate for the fact that Andrew had made his so soggy that I tried to wait until too much to the last minute to make sure it was crispy.
Gotcha.
Also, I didn't have a chance to prep the catfish. Had I prepped the catfish, I would have never cut it in the manner it was cut.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really, it was, they took the whole fillet and kind of did it like a crosswise.
Mm-hmm.
So you had a very, very thick center and two very, very thin edges.
Mm. Ah, okay.
As opposed to taking that fillet and cutting it down the center and having it go from wide to thin only, it went from thin to wide to thin.
Mm.
Gotcha. So it made it difficult cook.
It did. It made for a little bit more of a difficult cook, and I had instead of cutting the fish open to check to see if I had thought it was done, I stuck my knife in it and touched my knife to see if my knife was hot.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. I mean, it probably another 45 seconds, and it probably would have been perfect. But I pulled it just a little too soon.
Got it. And of course,
in my fear of letting it get soggy.
What's that?
Was that for the first one? That went bad, or was that for the second one?
It was,
because I didn't really get to see what was wrong with the last one.
Right.
But like I said, they were wonky freaking pieces. Right. So I guess where I had tempted was not close enough to the thick part in the center.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So, of course, now, you know, he's upset. And so he, pulls you guys all into the back area and has this talk with you all. And, and then you guys come out and, you know, you're still kind of just, you know, whatever. And then still doesn't go your way. And when I say your way, I'm talking about the entire team. And then he just kicks you guys out.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are done.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the blue team are just like, yeah, they're out of there. So let's finish our dinner service. So then that made that you guys, or you all, were the ones that had to deliberate to send, put two people up for elimination. And so you're deliberating. We see Kimberly and Shayna going at it. There's also a moment, and it looked like it was immediate, where you guys kind of came together. It's like, all right, let's deliberate. It's not my fault. And that was like you like immediately said that I don't want to get sent up, you know. And did you feel the heat coming? Is that why you like immediately said, I mean, I don't know if it was editing or what, but it seemed like immediately you were like, I'm just letting you know, don't put me up.
It was a little bit more editing than that.
There was
definitely lengthier conversations before that had happened. But I feel like that's probably where the conversation got interesting.
Ah, okay. And that's why they showed it, you know, started there. Yes.
And that's why it started from there.
Got it. Okay. That's why we're asking. Yeah. That's why we want to know. And of course, they were, you know, you were kind of going back and forth. And then, like I said, you had the Kimberly and Shayna situation. Ultimately, it came down to that Shayna and yourself were put up. So you're up at elimination at this point.
And I do like how Shayna, the way that she wanted to kind of like shut down an argument just by yelling back, I'm not getting in an argument with you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, all right, Shayna.
It took a while for it to get to the other person. Did you, if obviously no one ever wants to go up for elimination. I mean, even if you don't do well, you don't want to go up because of the fear of going home. When you ultimately were the one that were put up, how did it come to a consensus to where it was kind of the fish and the fact that, because I know that someone, I can't remember who it was, but their reasoning for putting you up,
what
you said, what, that's all it was?
That's all it was. It was just a fish, yeah.
It was just a fish, okay. And they were kind of saying because it was your dish and you shouldn't have messed it up. So kind of like pulling for that to send you up. So you're up there. You give your piece. And I know we've talked to other people from the show. And the elimination ceremony itself is pretty lengthy. It's not as short as what we see it on TV. And so you're up there. You're kind of stating your case. I kind of want to get to the fact that he calls your name. And you go up and you take your jacket off. So have you conceded? You're just like, okay, they got me.
Thank you, chef.
Yeah. Are you just ready? You just know you're going home, right?
It's one of those things you never really know. And whether it's your team up there or not, your heart still pounds the entire time. Mm. Doesn't matter. So when it is you, it's all the worse, you know, and it's one of those things that we had kind of learned earlier with Jessica that she just didn't have the fight.
We talked about that.
So because, you know, because of that being such a glaring, you know, kind of moment with her, it was like, all right, well, now we all got to fight.
Right.
You know, but once he called my name, it was like, you know, I don't know. I had kind of been worn on for a while by my team. Nobody cares about dessert, blah, 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 whatever. You know what I mean? They thought I was horrible. But so, I mean, in several ways, I was kind of like, all right, send me home to my husband.
Now, when
you know, but it's one of those things, like once they call your name, what do you do?
Right. Right.
You know, you can only fight as much as you can when he asks you.
Right. Absolutely. What were you going to say, Frank?
When Chef Ramsay says, all right, Wendy, hand me your take off your jacket. And you say, all right, thank you, Chef. And he says, wait, I'm not done talking yet. At that moment, do you realize, like, oh, man, I'm going to the blue team?
I didn't know what was happening. I had no idea. I was so brain already out the door because he took my jacket. It kind of took a minute for it to sink in.
Okay. And then
it wasn't really until he made the other guys get up that I was like, oh, well, shit.
What's going on? Did you think that because I thought it might have been a situation where he tells you to take your jacket off, but then he calls up Shayna. Did you think maybe Shayna was going to go home instead of you because he called her afterwards? Because it seemed like that happened before he had told the guys to stand up.
You know, I wasn't exactly sure what was going on. You know, like I said, at that moment, your heart is just pounding
out your chest.
Yeah, and I'll admit, I thought it was
literally, like, boom, boom, in my ears. Like, it's nerve-wracking. It's very nerve-wracking.
Right, right.
So so I didn't know if when he took Shay's jacket, if he was sending us both home. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you never really have that confidence.
You don't know what's going on.
Can't be too knowing what's going on.
Right, absolutely.
Well, how did you feel?
They keep you on your toes for a reason.
Exactly. How did you feel knowing after the fact that he was switching you to the other team?
I was excited.
Yeah, I was going to say, were you excited or did you feel like, ugh?
I had basically gotten, you know, up to my eyeballs with everything that was going on. I don't know if you could see it in my face when I was telling them that I didn't serve to go up.
Yes.
You can kind of see on my face.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'm like, fuck y'all bitches. Are you kidding me?
Because certainly the blue team, they've been kind of shown this season, a lot of the members on there are not the most upstanding gentlemen.
Right.
Not that, you know, the friendliest guys. So I can understand you having a moment like, even though you get to still stay in the competition, but you're realizing, oh, I get to stay in the competition, but I got to be on the blue team.
Right.
I don't know if this is such a great thing as well.
Right. Did that cross your mind at all?
Well, I would think that because of what you went through because of, you know, you being a pastry chef and like you were saying earlier, of everybody coming at you and trying to, you being a target, seemed like it would have been something more of a relief. Would that be it? Or
it was very much so a relief.
Okay.
It really kind of was. It was like, all right, you know, done with you guys. I don't know. I'm a lady chef. I've done construction. I've worked in a sawmill.
Oh, wow.
You know, most of my jobs I've done have been very, like, you know, male-oriented. I've been the only woman in several occasions.
Okay.
And I don't even think I've ever even worked in a kitchen with that many women at the same time.
Oh, wow. So you were,
you know,
that wasn't your comfort zone. Gotcha.
Yeah. So going to the boys' team was way closer to my typical comfort zone of working with the boys.
Gotcha.
But at any time, did it cross your mind, maybe when you were walking back to the bunkers, that you could be their next scapegoat?
Yeah.
Okay. Because that was the one thing I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, the other question.
It's hard for you guys to tell as much.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But the relationship between Heather and Andrew was nothing compared to the butt buddies of Paulie and Johnny.
Butt buddies. Yeah.
Nothing compared.
Hashtag.
These motherfuckers showered at the same time. They were ridiculous. So in a lot of ways, they shielded each other.
Okay.
Wow, that is some insight. That's yes. She
spilled the whole jar.
Oh, Winnie, I want to know, your confessional, after you, when the red team is heading back, both teams are heading back up to the bunkers, and you're basically saying how you're just going to come back for vengeance against the red team. How quickly did that confessional happen? And did they coach you on anything to say, or was that just like right from the heart, just like, I'm just going to lay out everything that's in my head right now?
Well, the bonus of being the one who gets put up is you get to do your confessional first, and you get to be the first to go take a shower and clean up when everything's over.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Because you can't shower and clean up until you do all your confessionals.
Ah, right.
You can't change your clothes.
Right.
It's going to be in the heat of the moment
So when you're the one up for elimination, they take you first. They want your emotion. They want all of that.
Right.
So that is literally a situation where we go back to the dorms, and it's like, okay, they call your name, and then you go to confessional.
Got it.
Because I thought I was going to see your skull split open for a second right there, and your flaming skeleton come right out like,
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, I can get a little angry sometimes. My eyes
just
turn red.
Just a little bit.
I've definitely thrown people through windows.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, Wendy.
Wendy is savage. Y'all don't know about Wendy. Y'all don't know. Wendy's straight gangster.
Yeah, she's staying strong and shining, man.
I didn't live in the Bronx without being gangster.
Right.
See, tell you.
Chef Ramsay put you on the other team to save the rest of the red team.
Right.
He was doing them a favor.
Right.
Because you started splitting wigs and whatnot.
He's about to go down. White meat. White meat is about to show. Just saying. On skulls.
Yes.
Not in no kitchen. No dishes. Wendy, before we let you go, we definitely want to find out what you have going on now, especially for the fans that are following you and everything that's going on. I know you're now in Chicago.
I thought I needed it sour. Oh. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, my chef just came in. We're trying to still finish everything up.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Hey.
What up? Live action. exclusive.
Sorry about that.
I had to do it. But yeah, tell us what's going on. You're actually at work right now. So what's going on? What you got going on? Talk to us.
I am at work. I currently work for the Roby Hotel.
Okay.
Which is a beautiful hotel. It's like a boutique hotel here in Wicker Park in Chicago.
Nice.
It used to be an office building, so it's a very beautiful Art Deco building. Everything is very nice, and today was our first day of friends and family.
Okay.
Which is essentially where you feed people for free so you can practice making the food.
Got it. Yes.
Nice. So, like you had said, we were supposed to do this 2 weeks ago.
Right.
When... you know, where we didn't have any scheduling conflicts, but unfortunately, today being the very first day, you know, I'm unfortunately still here.
Yeah, no, it's all good.
7 o'clock this
We're
morning.
Just happy you still made some time for us.
Exactly. No, we definitely appreciate it, and definitely what you have going on. Tell us again, what is the name of the restaurant or hotel that it's at?
The restaurant is called the Cafe Roby, and it's in the Roby Hotel in Wicker Park in Chicago.
Nice. And also let everyone know where they can find you on social media, like Twitter, and all that good stuff.
Awesome. I have a fan page you can find me on.
Okay.
Wendy Mendez. And then my Twitter handle is at Chef Wendy Mendez.
Nice.
I know it's kind of plain. I used to have one that was a little more incognito, but that's my incognito name. I can't go giving that to everybody.
Right. Gotcha. Right. No, your name is your brand.
You know, you got to keep your pseudonym to yourself.
Exactly. No, absolutely. Understand. That's how it is. You and Big John. You got to keep all of that to yourself. All of that. Well, Wendy, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We appreciate you, you know, just sharing it and spilling, like I said,
spilling the tea.
All the tea and letting us know about what goes on in the inner workings of Hell's Kitchen.
I wonder if they're going to show us any of that exclusive
romance. I don't know. We'll have to continue watching and see. I'm just glad that you're still there. So maybe we have a chance to get you on the show again.
Yes.
And get the Skype action jumping off so we can see your face and see those expressions that you be making.
I miss those expressions.
And all of that.
Yo, you see my faces, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, the faces are the best.
Them.
I'm sure there's memes out there.
Especially when somebody's annoying you. Like that one episode with Kim, you're just like, look.
Yeah. No, that was great. That was great. No, I love it. I love it. But thank you again, Wendy. We appreciate it. And until next time, keep cooking that good food.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right.
Yeah, look at that. Wendy Minnis.
Yeah, holding it down. She's actually at work.
Yeah. The grind never stops.
Never stops. These chefs, man, be going.
That's what I'm talking
at
about.
At it. She moved to Chicago. I love Chicago. Architecture
I've
is
never been.
Great. You never been?
No.
You been, Frank?
I'm from there.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Chi-Town's finest?
There you go.
Did we know that?
No, Chi-Town's worst. That's why I'm here. Chi-Town said, goodbye, Frank. You gotta go.
Why didn't you say anything to her?
She doesn't want to know about my life.
I guess she's kind of new. She just moved there not too long ago.
She did just move there.
See, you could have told her some places to check out.
You could have,
I'm not about this.
You're not from Chicago.
Frank. Where about Frank? All right, so let's now jump into these predictions because I want to know what you guys think coming up next.
Hey. Now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah. Shout out to Steven in the booth giving us the nice little sounds and stuff jumping off. I miss having Steven.
Steven. Taking charge.
All of it. All right, so Frank Moran.
Yes, sir.
Going forward, we had a predictions last time. Has anything changed?
No.
I'm just curious.
I mean, because I thought that Andrew would be the first one to go to the red team, but I did not realize he'd be bringing Matt in tow.
That was odd.
Yeah.
That was odd.
Matt's
it was even odder when he said LeBron James and...
Oh, yeah, that was terrible. That was so far-fetched.
I gave the serious eyes, like...
Yeah, come on,
what
dude.
What is he talking about?
No. Stop it.
Matt is not long for the show.
Yeah.
He's going to be saying adios to the competition pretty... Within two episodes.
Yeah.
Guaranteed, the first time the red team's up for elimination, he's gone.
You don't think this will help him out a little bit?
Oh, come on. He is not going to take well to this at all.
I don't think so. Yeah, and I have to agree with you because I think because he's so focused on the fact that it's someone everyone else's. It's always someone else's fault.
He has no
accountability whatsoever for his food. I mean, the fact that, you know, this last episode, him saying about, oh, this guy ain't Southern, you know, look at his accent. I mean, that tells you right there that he has no regard for his own cooking. Like, he just thinks that it's the best.
I mean, we know he's a little petty.
But still, like, come on. These are like, Chef Ramsay brings in nationally renowned chefs. Sometimes internationally renowned. So the fact that you're going to argue with that person who's an expert in this field.
No, he didn't argue with him. That was a confessional. He would never say that in front of him.
Okay. Yes, you're correct.
Anybody could be a thug.
Disagree. That's what I should say.
Okay. I'm like, anyone could be a thug in front of a camera by themselves.
Right. You know, there's a lot of social media thugs, too.
I don't. Oh, yeah. Finger thugs or whatever on the keyboard.
Right.
I definitely don't think he's going to make it far, but I just wanted to play devil's advocate with you two for a second. I'm rooting for Ryan.
Ryan. Really?
I've been on her train since the beginning, so thanks for jumping on my bandwagon.
Well, I think I brought her up 2 weeks ago. I
brought her up first episode.
Okay, it's not a competition.
Kind of made it seem like one.
Ooh, he's coming for me. Last time I heard, I was saying my little piece, and Frank dove in. I'm with Frank. I love Ryan. Her little raspy voice is so cute.
Ryan's. I mean, she's a good looking woman. Let's talk
about her qualities as a chef.
I know. I'm like, where's she going?
Okay. Anyway,
she's a good looking woman.
I mean, okay. I'm saying that you said raspy voice, and then I was continuing the conversation of the description of Ryan.
Yeah.
But I was, if you would let me finish what I was going to say. Was,
really? Because that was a long pause. I feel like it was an end of a thought and a sentence right there. Yes. There was nothing coming after that.
It was a lot. It was a whole story. It's a long paragraph. As I was going to say, before y'all cut me off and was not done, I was going to say that I think she's middle of the road. I think she's been very middle, meaning that she hasn't done really bad, but she hasn't stood out also. But I think she's been very middle. Awesome. I think she's been very middle. So I can see that she will make it far because she hasn't been either side.
Have we seen her struggle?
We haven't seen her
That's
struggle.
That's what I'm saying. She hasn't been bad, but I haven't seen her excel either.
Oh, like really I've seen her have excel? Like the best dish out of her whole team. I think
she's excelled more in the challenges. I mean, she's never done terrible during service. But I mean, during challenges, she's excelled.
I feel like she just disappears to me.
Because you know what? You just keep looking at her.
Right. Because I'm just her beauty.
Plus, they keep shoving all the other dramatics in our face.
That's
true. Watching the show. So there's all the edits of the drama. There's all the edits.
And she doesn't really have any drama.
Right. Because she's just superb.
She's just amazing.
She's, you know, upper echelon.
I'm putting her as my winner right now.
Upper echelon.
Winner?
Yeah. Winner, chicken dinner.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we'll see. That being said, that's been our show, ladies and gentlemen. Hell's Kitchen.
Exclusive.
We got through another episode. We want to thank Wendy Mendez for joining us on this episode. Appreciate her. Chicago, holding it down where she's at. I've been your host, Lynn Gonzalez. You can always find me on social media at The Poet Saint all day, every day. Also, check my website, stayonthemic.com. Robin, where you at, girl?
Robin with the V, McSweeney. You can find me at B Stays Busy, BIZZY.
And you can follow me on Twitter, Happy Go Jackie. Check out Lem's page on Friday, stayonthemic.com, for hot tub talking. Lem and Frank will be chatting it up in a hot tub.
Never.
Exclusive.
On that note, until next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.